these are matters where you require either party to engage. However, we should be also be mindful that this is a country where we employ what we call the rule of law. And who is the law? The enforcing agent, 387, the services agent, they are the ones that enforce the law. So if you do any action which is an affront to those agents, you are working against the state. And for me, it is criminal.
Mr. Champo, this issue has been there for a very long time. It has become an annual affair. And it seems not much has been done to bring it fully under control. Are these problems ever going to end?
Why not? As we speak, it is a matter that our committee is working on feverishly to help come up with solutions. My colleague from Agogo, Honorable Apiako, has made tremendous effort in assisting our committee. My colleague from Abitifi is equally helping our committee, and the committee itself is looking to bring a good report that will offer us as a people. We need to find a best approach to this matter, look for a good grazing ground, look for a proper ranching act, and then at the same time, we engage the farmers. However, the danger and the difficulty is the nomadic one. They are the ones that goes to destroy people's farms, and this is what we are not happy with.
Mr. Champo, there have been many reports over the years aimed at resolving the issue. What is the guarantee that this particular report could be the be-all and the end-all to resolving the issues once and for all?
It is a continuous dialogue. It's a continuous education. Everybody must come to the appreciation that it is an enterprise that some have interest in engaging with. We would have to get them to appreciate that once they pick that enterprise up, the responsibility that goes with it, we are going to spell it out.
That was the chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Interior, Seth Kwame Ichampong.